You opened up Pezayin and Aleph. Is the last Gemara again was trying to answer Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe said, if you make a Shita with Mechub Lekake, it was Psula. Aye, these brises mashma that is kosher b'dievid. She says, the chilek, if it's Mechub Lekake mi Karoi, or else if it's Tolish or Lesayv Chibroi. It was once detached, and then later was put back into the ground again, so then b'dievid is kosher. The last Gemara Kashin Adodi, Elamar says, Lashma Amina, Shani ben Mechuba Meikroi, Letolish Lobsaif Ulefsaif Chibroi. That if it's still attached from the beginning, that's the way it was grown, and Echanami, then the Shchizatak is Psula. But if it was once detached, and then they put it back into the ground again, then Rebbe agrees, but Yeva the Shchit was Kosher. Yeshma Amina. Now, Omar Ma, what we just said before, HaShechit Bemuchni Shchitosek Shera. If you make a shchita with the muchni, with the grinder, with the mill, it's kshera. For the Gemara of Tani, we learn shchitas psula. Now I said, learn the shchitas psula. You can't make a shchita with the grinder, with the mill. Mash midir has a sharp stone, and that cuts, and that made a shchita. So one place the mash mitz kosher, it's mash mitz psula. It's versus lakasha. Ho besarno de pachra, ho besarno de maya. One works with water, and one works, so right, as a man has to push it. So Rashi says, the sign of the pachra means galgal shal yotrim, that's a grinder, that the yotrim sacheris, people that form earthly kalim, use this type of a grinder. Veishlem muchni shemagalgalim boi kishachoytchin es hakli. They want to cut the kli to have like a mill that, the head of what is, a person has to move it. So since a person moves it, it's called like koyach adam. And therefore, it's a kosher shchita, like the man is moving the mill, and the mill is a sharp stone or a sharp knife, and that makes the shchita kshera. And yet, if we say it's psula, means that the mill is, the grinder is moving because of the maya water. Rashi says, then shchitos psula, shahamaya megalglanos, it's the water, that the flow of the water that makes it turn. And therefore, v'yein shchita zu mikoyachodim, it's not called mikoyachodim, it's called the water. Was not the Kohen Havagum later, they held Noful of Ishokta Shkitosa Psula. If a sakin fell down by itself and made a Shkitis Psula, the Posek says, Vizovachta Vyachalta, Mizmatata Zoveachatoichal. There has to be a Maisa Zvicha. See, it's not called the Maisa Zvicha, it's not called Koyach Odom, it's the Koyach of the Mayim, therefore the Shkitis Psula. Yeah. Smora says, if you boy some little territories like this, Hovoho Bistana de Maya. Could be both is talking about, they're both a grinder, a mill that works through water. The question is, why is the kosher ice not koyach adam? The doubt could be, even a kosher. Ho the koyach rishoin, ho the koyach sheni. Depends which water turns the mill. So Rashi says, the koyach rishim is the first power of the water, the first flow of the water. Rashi means, miyad kishenotl hadaf, hamakavis is mayim. You have a board there, stopping the flow of the water. And when you want the mill to turn, you open up, perk up that board, and then the flow of the water comes. See if the mill is right near this flow of water. So as soon as you pick up the dump, the board, that first flow of water, that's called Kavim Mikoy Chodim. And when that first flow moves the mill, that's still called Mikoy Chodim. But Koyach Sheini, Rashi says, the second power, that means V'acha Shagilgul Lehemayim. After the water started to flow and turned it already once or twice, Pam Rishonishniya, what happens later, that's called Koyach Sheni. That's not considered Koyach Adam anymore. That's considered only Koyach of the Mayim, and therefore Shchit is Psula. The Mora says, Chihod Yom Raplagwes from Lagra Papa. Chihod Yom Rapapa. The Papa says like this, Haiman de Kafte Lechavre. If somebody tied down his friend, the Ashkar Olay Bitka de Mayim, and he opened up like a flow of water. Again, there was a big door closing the water. And the guy now opened up the door of the board, and the water came on him, omis, and the water like killed him. So locher is chayiv. The one that did this, the one that opened up the flow of the water, he's chayiv, considered like a meister rig, it's called like you killed the person. So it says, my time, what's the reason? Gira didayu, it's like your arrow, it's like your knife. Your knife here is a flow of water. Therefore you chayiv. Who the honey bay? It's like your giri, your arrows that are killing him. But it says clearly, Rav Papa,
The honey mill, when do I say this? The koyach rishon, only with the first flow of the water that comes out. So Rashi says that means shekoshro, you tied up this person, somach lasfas hamayim, right near the flow of the water. So therefore, as soon as you drill a hole there and you let the water come flowing out, it hits him right away. It goes straight into his mouth, Rashi says. So that's called koyach rishon, and that's called koyach odom, yichayv misa. Aber the koyach sheni, grama biyamu. But Rashi says if you tie the person up a little bit far away from the water, and then the water goes and kills him, that's called like a koyach shein, that's like a groma. It's not called directly a koyach odom. For that you potter from Misa. So you also have a shkit also. You have to have a koyach odom. So koyach rishin is called koyach odom. Koyach sheini, if it's far away, the second or third flow of the water, that's called like a groma. It's not called koyach odom. It's a posle shkit. Yeah. Nothing more said. That's not all. Koyach sheini groma biyamu. It's only groma biyamu. Yosef Rav was sitting down Achurid Rabbi Chia, in back of Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia came with the Rebbe, and Rabbi Chia was sitting in front of Rebbe. The Yosef Rebbe was sitting down to come. He said over like this: Minayin, how do we know this klal? How does Rebbe know to say his klal? Minayin b'shchita shubatolish, that a shchita has to be something that's detached, not with something that's growing from the ground. How do you know this? Shneim b'dachim the pasuk says about Rama Vinu va'yikach esamachelus lishchidas benoi. He took the knife, so there was taken Yitzchak to bring like for making a shchita on his son Yitzchak. And it says he took a knife, and the knife was tolish. So you see, a shchita has to be done with something that's detached from the ground already. So O Malay Rav, the Rebbe Chia. So Rav said to Rebbe Chia, "My comma, like what is he saying? What's the right from this pasuk?" O Malay, he answered back to him, "Vov dechsiv." That Vav Dechsiv Auftakoma, Rashi says, it means like, Rashi says, my comma Kash was, Hey Chiyalaflai, how do you learn out the time from this Pasik? Or Malay, Vav Dechsiv Auftakoma, means Klum, this is all part of the question, like Klum Tam, Shein Anochen Koma, that did he say a reason it's not good? Kamashikoista Vav Alabakois, those, what did he say wrong? Lechur, it's a good Pasik. Like, what do you mean to ask? Vokro Koma, he said a clear Pasik. Like Vav Dichsuv, to me, there's a just time of Vav on the board that has no meaning, and the Rabba. Rebbe Dash and the Pasuk. So what's your question? What are you saying, my comma? He said, very good, the Pasuk says so. So what he meant to say, is like this. Kro Zirusei Tiavrom Kamashmon. The Pasuk doesn't mean to say you have to take a knife. The Pasuk is only saying about Avram Avinu, his mind, how he was Mizaris to do it. Rashi says, Shechosh v'nizar, Shemula yim kutsur. Avram was afraid maybe there he won't find a stone, a sharp stone, or even another reed that's mechuber, because maybe really a mechuber is kosher l'shchita. Because Avram Avinu was afraid maybe he won't even find that, therefore he took a knife with him. But there's no proof you have to have a knife, maybe even without a knife also it's kosher. That's why he has to kashen Rebbe, what's the right from this pasuk? Hakol Ponim, Rebbe holds, that's halacha. To make a shchita with something that's mamish mechub lekaka miyikroi, the shchita is psula. Another one says, Omer Rav says, pshitali, to me it's simple, that tolish, if you already detached a thing, a piece of wood, you made a beam out of it, ulepsayv chibroi, and then this piece of beam, like you build a house with it, you are mechaber to karka again, like a house, so what's the locha? So Rav has said, Linyan Avodas Kichovin Heavy Tolish. They get to the east of Avodah Zorah. If you worship something, so it becomes Asa B'Hanor. But if you worship a mountain or a tree, it doesn't become Asa B'Hanor. Mechuba is not Asa B'Hanor. So what's going to be if you worship a house? It will become Asa B'Hanor. Since the house, the wood was detached and then attached again, it's considered Tolish like it's detached. The Yom Markos we learned, that Hamishtachav Elabayis Shaloi, if somebody bows down and worships his own house, it has to be his own, because somebody else is a Kenas Adobashen Shaloi. If the house belongs to you and you bow down to it, Osro becomes Osro Bano. Now, we Sagot, I didn't think, having Mechubar, that since the house now, after you chop down the wood, you again attach it to the ground, it's considered like it's Mechubar Lekakom, and so the Pasuk says in the Vorim, Eloheihem Alehorim, that the gods that they worship on top of the mountains become Asa B'Hanor. And the Diyuk is, V'lo Yehorim Eloheihem. But if they worship the mountain itself, the mountain does not become Asa.
So here, why does the bias become also? So it must be that tolish, or if soif chibru, is katolish linyan avodah zarah. Now, what's going to be linyan hechshas royim? What's going to be the loch about hechshas royim? Hechshas royim, that's a loch on when water comes down on Paris, and you're happy with the water, so that's mash the Paris lakabatumah. Now, there's a chiddush, when the water comes down, not only if you're happy when the water's on the Paris, let's say when the rainwater came down, you put a kli there that you wanted the rainwater to wash off the kli. So you're happy with the use of that water. Once you're happy with the use of that water once, when that water now goes on Paris, it's machshir the kabotumah. Even though later, you're not happy with the water being on the Paris. But as long as at the beginning you're happy with it, it's hukshir. So, if you're happy with something that's mechub lekaker, it's not hukshir. But something that's detached, it is hukshir. So what's going to be that something like, again, a beam that was detached, and then you build a wall with it? So when I said that's tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoi. This now learn like this, Mishnah Machshirim, that ha'koy fekar ala koysel. If you turn over a plate on a wall, v'shvil shatudach, that you want the plate to be washed off. It's raining, there's rainwater coming down. So you turn it over that the rainwater should wash off the plate. Sarei zebuchayutem. Since you're happy with the water to go on the plate, and the plate is tolish, so it's called hukshar, now if that water falls in any paris, it's hukshar kabotumah. What's going to be vishvil shala yuka hakaisel? The reason why you put the plate there to stop the rainwater to hit the wall is not because you want to wash the plate, but only because you don't want the wall to get wet. So then the pshat is you're not happy with the water at all. If it was up to you, you wouldn't want the water at all. If ain't a b'chayutan. When that water later falls down on Paris, if you're not happy with it on the Paris, it's not hukshar kabotumah. So Morris says, Agufakash, I'm steering the din itself. Armat, the first you tell me, Bishvil shetudach hareza b'chayutan. So if you're doing it so that the water should wash off the plate, that's good. Mashma ha bishvil shetudach hakaisel. But if the only purpose was the rainwater should come down and wash off your wall, then mashmeina b'chayutan. That's not called b'chayutan. Why not? Because mashma wool is called kamechuber, it's like attached. Even though it's made from beam that was first detached, but since at the end you attached it, mashma is called kamechuber, so therefore it's not b'chayutan. For all the time, then you learn the sefer that what? B'shvur shla yukar koysel. Only when is it not hukshar? If you put the plate there just so the water should not get the wool dirty or wet. That's ain't b'chayutan. Mashma lo ha b'shvur shyudich koysel. But if you would be happy the water should come down to wet to wash the wall, then it would be called b'chayutan. Hareza b'chayutan is called b'chayutan. Skrut astira. If you're happy with water going on a wall, is that considered mechuber? So therefore would be called b'chayutan, or is it not called k'mechuber? So Rav Lazar, says in Echnami, that tavra, you have to enter it by saying, Misha shanazu la shanazu. Whoever learned this and not learned that, you take a true, it's not astira. So he has no answer. He has to say it's astira. Because he holds right as a wall, even though it's tolish or the soif chibru, it's called kumachubadami, and therefore heksha should not help, so it's a good stira. But Rapapa says no, I tell you kula chad atana, it's all one tana. And it's like this, ha b'kaisa mora. If the wall is a cave, meaning to say it was always mechubar and echanami, then it's not hukshala kabatuma, that's not called b'chayutan, because that's really mechubar the whole time. But ha b'kaisel binyan. But if the wall was in a house that you built it, so then the pshat is this wood was first detached, was first tolish, and then you build it up, that's still called katolish dami. Therefore we say it's considered b'chayutan. So you see it's a machlekes tanoim of chibru, of saif tolish, tolish, or saif chibru is a called mechubur or not. Lochikom, according to Rav Papa, this is what it means to say. Ha'koif v'kor ala kaisel. That's pashut. If you want the water to come and wash off the plate, that's really b'chayutan. Because if your purpose is only it should wash off the wall, ain't that b'chayutan. That's not called b'chayutan. Why? Because the wall is called mechubar lekarka. So the heksher doesn't help. Yidas for something that's mechubar doesn't help. The dasher from silkum like that. But again, the medrash of Amur Ram was it said because the mora only a real wall of a cave that was always mechubar. But let's say you have beams that you first were tolish, you detached it, and then you build it in again, then bishvosh la yukah koisel, hu dein b'chayutan. Only if you're putting the kli there,
in order that the wall should not get wet, then the pshat is you do not want this water at all, then it's not called b'choyutam. But if you would want the water to come down to wash off the wall, so you're happy that the water goes on the wall, then hareza b'choyutam, yes, that would be called b'choyutam. Because since the wall was first tolish, even though now it's chibru, it's called katolish dom, it's like a kli. Therefore, yadas to use it for a kli is hukshrit. That water is called b'choyutam, and whenever that water now falls on part of peiris or food, it will be hukshrit kabatum. So that's Pasha to Rava. But now, boy, Rava has a question like this. What's going to be Tolish or Lusayt Chibru Linyan Shchita Mai? What about Hilka Shchita? If you have a knife or the stone that was first Tolish, and then you put it back into the ground again, then your Shchita is a kosher or not? So Rashi says, Mashma, that Rava did not hear the Gemara before. But before we talk, it said it was kosher, but the Yevid, then Rebbe. So Mashma, Rashi held that Rava did not hear that Gemara before. Therefore, Rav asks this for Shalom, what's going to be the locha? Moshe says, Tashma, come in here. It says, Hayotzur Yotze Min HaKaisel. If you have a sharp stone coming out of the wall, Oy Shayikana Oilu Mielav, or else you had a reed growing, coming up by itself, V'shachat Boy, someone that makes a Shechita with these, one of these two things, Shechita Sapsula. So the Chor Hav Miner is, what type of Tzur is this? This is a stone that was once detached, then you put it back in again. So Zilu Yin Shechita, it's not Sapsula. So Moshe says, no. We're talking about here right now, this sur, this stone, is taken out of the cave. Meaning to say it was always mechuber. And therefore, tak is psula. And they cannot bring a proof of this. It says, dumya dekon oilam elef. It says, dumya, this sur, this sharp stone, is like a reed growing by itself. So shmamina, that just like the reed is still mechuber growing, hu adin, this sur is also mechuber. So shmamina, we're talking about where it's mechuber mikroi, that's where it's possible. It could be it was first Tolish, then it'll be different. Toshma, come in here. It says, Noitz Sakin Bekoisel. Somebody puts a knife to handle into the wall, and now the Shokot Boy takes the animal's neck on top of the knife and moves it back and forth. Does that Shkitosak Shera? The Shkit is Kasha. So, Khuri, you see, even though now you stuck it into the wall, now you Mechabrit. Again, the wall of a house is called Kumachubur. So, you see, even though you Mechabrit, now you put it in there. But since at the beginning it was Tolush, it's Kshayra. So Moshe said, no, maybe there's no proof. Shani Sakin Lemavatla, here it's different. That a sack and a knife, we know you don't leave in the wall. So if sheet, it's not called Kemechuvah. There may be a stone or a beam, and you build a house. Since the beam you plan to leave there, maybe once you put it back again into the ground, it's called Kemechuvah Dani. Here a knife, you for sure do not plan to leave it, in the wall. Therefore, a knife is different. Then the Gemara says, "Yeah, Tashima." Should I say a little bit later? Tashima. It says what? The mechub lekaker shchitos is kshera. It says if you shecht with mechub lekaker, shchitos is kshera. So what do you mean mechub lekaker? The word has to mean it was tolish ulesayv chibru. You see clearly, it's called kshera. The Gemara says, "No, Dilma again. Maybe perusha kamafarsh. That's explaining it. My mechub lekaker." What do you mean to say something that's attached to the ground now? And if you shech with it, still is ksheira. It could be maybe only sakin. Only if you stick a knife now back into the wall. And there the svar is lem of atle. You don't plan to leave the knife there. So that's not considered part of the wall. But maybe a beam or a stone that you plan to leave there, maybe that's worse. So you have no proof. Some amount, what we just say before, no, it's a sakin. Because if you stick a knife into the wall, if you shech it, when you shech with this knife, Vishachat Bo means you take the animal's head and go back and forth over the knife. So Shkitosik Shera. You say now the Shkit is Kasha. And why? According to everybody, because this is not Mechubra, because it's not Mevati, you're not going to leave it there. Omer Ravonner said that Omer Shmuel, name Shmuel, Shmuel said, Lo Shana, when was this said that the Shkit is Kasha? Elisha Saki Lamala, that the knife is on top. Vitzavah Behem Lamata, meaning you hold the animal up, and you bring it back and forth, but the knife is on top. Then it's a kosher shchita. But the opposite way, if you have this sakin lamata on the bottom, the tzava behema lamala on the neck of the animal is above the knife, and you're like bringing the head downwards and moving it back and forth, then the shchita is psula. Because chashini were afraid, shema yidrois, like since you're pressing down the animal's neck against the knife, maybe you press it down straight too hard, and you make a drosa. A drasha means you stomp, push it down through the knife, you don't go back and forwards. So it's only kosher if the knife is on top. But if the knife is on bottom, then we're afraid Shem Yidris. For the Gemara I, Vokotoni, we learned, Bein Shafak in Lamato, Vitzava Behema Lamala, whether the knife is downwards and the Behema is on top, still it's Kshera. Or the opposite way, Bein Shafak in Lamala, the knife is on top, Vitzava Behema Lamato, Vitzava the Behema is on bottom. So you learn both ways as kosher. So how can you say this way as possible? Omer Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid said, the Pshat is, let's start in Katoni. True, it says both ways, but each one has its own, it decides how you're supposed to learn it. And it's like this. Sakin lamatom, if the knife is on bottom, v'tzavra behem lamalon, the behem is on top, then betolish, it's only kosher with betolish, meaning if the sheikh is holding it. If the sheikh is holding the knife, then we're not afraid he'll make a drosa. What's going to be sakin lamalon, where the knife is above, and v'tzavra behem lamato, the behem is lamato, then b'mechuvah, then it's even kosher, even if the knife is stuck into the wall. Because in this way, again, it's not mevutal to the wall, therefore it's called katolish. And there's not a chashash rosho, since the animal's neck is on bottom. So this way it's kosher even with katolish mechuvah to the wall. But the opposite way, it's only kosher if you're holding it. Rav Papa says differently. Rav Papa Amar, biufa. No, this bright, it's mashma both ways, it's kosher, it's talking about a knife. The coal is very light. So by an oif, there we're not afraid for jirosa. We're only afraid if you have an animal, the neck of an animal on top, and pressing it down, then we're afraid you'll dervish, you'll press down too hard. But a bird, we're not afraid. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yitzchok, V'yamel, and some said the Mastis, and so on, the Brice learned like this. Hey, Devon, Nemu, B'krum, Mishakona. There were five things that were said about a krum, Mishakona, about a reed. Yeah, one second. You know what? First of all, it says, Ein Shech, Nebo. Mashm, L'chachilu, Yishinat Shech, with his krum, Yishakona. With the reed, a sharp reed. Rashi says, "What hates bram kulam mishum the kishadurch noisim." The reason all these things is because when you press them, kishadurch noisim kisim and itozin, splinters come off them, and they come out from them. They're sakana. So the five things are: he should not shecht with it because we're afraid some splinters will get caught inside the neck of the animal. That's a sakana. Is a sakana. Rashi says no different. Rashi says the gabe shchito. Maybe these splinters will make a neck of a hole in the simonim, and therefore be a treifa. Several of the chachilu should not shecht with the krum yeshokana. V'yein malam boy don't make a milo. Also, it's a sakana to make a milo with these things. Splinters will come out. V'yein mechatchem bombosa don't slice meat with it. Also, maybe splinters will come out into the meat. V'yein mechatzin bo shenayim. Don't clean out your teeth with them also, so splinters may come out from it. And you don't clean with it either. Also, Rashi says, means wipe yourself. You go to basic kisei, you shouldn't use these things to wipe yourself also, it may do damage to you there. Splinters may come off and make you bleed. Now it explains. Ain't shecht, the boy, tell me what you can shecht with the krum yeshokana, with the reed. I, Vatani, we learned before that Bakil Shechtim, you let a shecht with anything. Bein Bitsur was a sharp knife, a sharp stone. Bein Bitschuchis, whether it was glass. Bein Bikrumi Shekona. It's clearly, even with a reed, you are allowed to make a shechita. And they were saying you're not supposed to. Omer Papa, Papa says, Bi Simunya Diagma. It depends. Bi Simunya Diagma, what grows in the swamps. So Rashi says, especially the Asif Hagodo Biagme. There's a grass that grows by the swamps or by the water, and that dries up. Chidud, it gets very sharp and it cuts well, and there no splinters come off. So after we say Bukrumi Shakona, it means this type of a kona. It means that grows a big grass that grows near the swamps, that dries up and comes sharp. There, there's no splinters. So that's from a smutta. Yeah. Then it says, well, Vyei Mechatchim Babos, you should not cut meat with it. Most of the papa mechatech bo karvei dogim, where a papa they'll cut up the inside of the fish, the ziggy, because they're very clear. Rashi is tzlulim, it's clear. The yichnas bo kismanira, if some splinters go in there, to be able to see them. Rabba bar Rafuna mechatra bo ufa, he cut chicken with them. Why? The rochet, because they're very soft. So if you're not afraid, no splinters will come out from them. Then it says ve mekanchem boy. Now, how to wipe yourself with it.
Also, because splinters will come off. But the more typically, Mishum Dirama, we learned that Hamakanach Vadover Shosh Letters Boy. If you wipe yourself with anything that could be burnt by fire, Shin of Nasharis is like the teeth fall off, means on the bottom there it's no good, it's a sakana for you. So if so, how could you anyway wipe yourself with this krumi shakana? Amra Papa Kinuach Pimaka Karminum. That we say it's a sakana, it's Beatrice, only the Pimaka. And over here, we're not talking about the Pimaka. So that halacha, that you can't use something, the or is shalotbo, is we're talking about the Pimaka. But obviously, Bizman is there, we're not going like this, because we wipe ourselves with paper. And paper is also something that the fire could burn. So today, we're not going like this. But I call upon a mikrodin, it says something that could be burnt in fire, you shouldn't use to wipe the Pimaka at least. So that's a terrorist. Here we're talking about not the Pimaka on the side of it. And even so, you shouldn't do it, because it's a sakana, some splinters will come off it. Yeah. Now it says the Mishnah, Hakril shechtem lolem shechtem. Anybody could shecht, and he could always shecht. So Moses says, Hakril, what does that mean, Hakril shechtem? What does that mean to say? Hakril b'shchita. Everything is b'chlal shechtem, is a filo oif, that you have to shecht the knife also. And li'olem shechtem, what does that mean? Man tana, Rabbi Shmuel, let's go to Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya will learn like this. Now, the first Kiddush is Hakel Shechtim is even a chicken. There's a man Yomer that says an oif does not need Shechtim in the Raisa. And now Mishnah teaching us know that an oif needs Shechtim in the Raisa. An oif is also Bechlal Shechtim. Then it says La'ulam Shechtim, you always have to Shecht. What's La'ulam? So Mora says, Omerabat Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya will learn like this. The Postic says, Ki Yachav Hashem Lekechaz Gvulcha, Kasher Dibu Lecho, V'yamata Oich Oich Labosa. And when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will give you a lot of land, there you'll eat meat. So if you shimo loim like this, lo'abu akosav al-lahat alem bosa taiva, that Pasuk is going to come and teach us that now they can eat regular meat, even though it's not a korban. Stam bosa taiva, you have a taiva, desire to eat. She'a betchilo at the beginning, in the midbar, nesel alem bosa taiva. They weren't allowed to eat bosa taiva. They were only allowed to eat shlomim or kochim, a korban. But mishenichnus lo'os, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, hut alem bosa taiva. Then they're allowed to eat a regular piece of animal, a regular animal, to make a shechita, even though it's not a korban. The yachshav shegolu, but now that they left Eretz Yisrael, Yochai would have thought to say, yachsali surai harishain, maybe she be also to eat meat now, the kach shenina, that's why Mishnah says no, liyolam shechtim, that even after the churban abayis, it did not become back to the east like it was in the midbar, but he still remained with the antar without a shecht. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, liyolam shechtim, that even the kontra bishmoyel, so you're allowed to shech this man is it. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, Hai li'olam shech, what's Lashon of li'olam shechtim? Li'olam shechtim v'yechlami boile. Should have said Lashon, he always shechtim and allowed to eat. Yikki had to read that you're allowed to eat from the meat. That's what I should have said. Not stam li'olam shechtim. The Chiddush is you're allowed to eat from the meat. I should have said li'olam shechtim v'yechlami boile. V'yodin also, mikorah my time mitzvah. What was the reason it was also to eat? In the midbar, mishum dehevei mikar v'lemishkan. Because they were near the Mishkan. So it was very easy to bring korbanos. So they weren't allowed to eat anything, only a korban. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, what's the reason why there was they had to eat any meat with shechita? You don't have to have a korban. They have a merachim in the Mishkan. Because they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael moved into Eretz Yisrael, and you only had the Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim. So to only be mat to eat bosa kosher will be hard for everybody. That's the svar where the Torah said, you're allowed to eat bosa taiva. If so, the svar is for kol shechein hashta, the achikulut fein avada nevada today that were far away, avada should be muta kishagol. Yeah. The Torah speaks out. The chura was the kasher b'chlal b'zman as it is no besmich came in korban altogether. So the chura Moshe said better. There's no korban altogether. So here it's mashma gol the man yom rodz kitchen l'shaita kitchen l'salovoi that really still has his kedusha there. It really would be possible maybe to bring a korban there. But our korban, the people living far away can't do it. So if about it's a svar to say, it's still muta. Yeah. So where's the kashtar? What's the chiddush? Chur pshita. That there's no hadminah to say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it should be also to eat meat today. So you don't need the Mishnah to say l'erlam. But the Mishnah can't mean l'erlam a chiddush, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're still allowed to eat the meat. The chur pshita, you're allowed to eat the meat. It must be going according to somebody else. So the Gemara says, Elamai is going according to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says. Elom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiva, goes on to Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya. When the pasuk says, "Kiyach," it means "Chamokim," Hashem Yichoshem Lekecha, Lashem Mishmashom. That now you can't eat meat without a shechita. If you just slice it, it's possible. Sheh b'tchilu when they were in the midbar, he yelled, hutlem bos nechira, let eat any meat, even though there's no shechita. V'shnichas eretz Yisrael, neslem bos nechira. Now they came to it, so you have to have a shechita, you can't just slice the neck off. V'yach sheh shegola, but now that we went into Golis, yochu may be yach latem rishon, maybe come after the first heta, he let eat a piece of meat, just by slicing off its head without a shechita. V'kach shnim, as the chidash of our Mishnah, according to Mikibra, that Le'olam Shechtim, no, even though Bezman is there, we have no Beis HaMikdash, we do not come after the same Heta that was before in the Midbar, but Ad Rabba, once the Mitzvah Shechita was given, Shechita always remains. And therefore we can eat it now without a Shechita. Rashi explains the Pshat from Kibri, Shebetchila, Rashi learns, means in the Midbar, Hutlam Bas Nechira again means if you just slaughtered the meat, you did not really make a Shechita, you just chopped off the meat, you just killed it. Ma'ikru anafkuleh, the Yassiv, it says, ki yarchik v'zavachto. Nechlau diyad hashtilin nesavol ha-zvicha, up to now there was no chiv on zvicha. The mitzvah zvicha only started when they came into Eretz Yisrael. That's perhaps meaning that maybe now when they're in this gala, when out of Eretz Yisrael, maybe the Jibino Issa, Nibino Issa, Tid Bas Nechiro, Kamash Nath Sechir Shani Mishnah, no, the Kach Shaninu, Lyerlam Shechtim, that there's always a mitzvah to make a shchit, even Bizman Azer. Even after Golus, even after when out of Eretz Yisrael, still, now there's no mehet in the chira. We could only eat a piece of meat through a ma'isa shechita.
All right, we'll stop here. Turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Wait here on the tape, then turn over.